So good to be here, Ron, and certainly stand before you this morning with conflicted feelings because, of course, we wouldn't be here this morning if it weren't for the passing into God's presence of Seth Dearness. And yet at the same time, it is such, it just stirs our hearts with such joy and gratitude to see you all again. And so there's many conflicting emotions there. Just want to say a few words about Seth first, and then maybe I'll share a little bit about our lives and ministries since we've left Old Orchard here. Shared a few things at the funeral yesterday, but just want to stand before you and say that I am today the man that I am, the husband that I am, the father that I am, and the pastor that I am because of the influence of Seth Dearness in my life and the grace of God which was poured into me in the shaping influence of his love and care. And I don't know why it is that in God's grace, Seth adopted me, essentially, as his son, and took an interest in me and saw this floundering seminary student trying to find his identity and find his place in this world. And he just came alongside of me and loved me and fathered me and nurtured me with the nurture that he had received. And I'm just so grateful to God and want to give praise and thanks to God before you, the congregation of God's people, for Seth's influence in my life and in my family. My boys called Seth Grandpa D, Grandpa Dearness. And I called him, when my father died in 1993, some of you will remember that, that relationship with Seth became all the more important. And, of course, he was always careful to say, I never want to replace your father, Alan. He will always have a special and a sole place in your life as your father. And yet I wanted to somehow recognize and honor the relationship I had with Seth. And so I asked him, well, you know, is there something that I can call you that would reflect my love for you and the role that you have in my life? And I asked him, well, what's Norwegian for father? And he said, far. And that just fit. It just fit. That was, so my term of endearment for Seth was far. And that was fitting. That was right. Seth was one who, every step along the way of my own journey in life and in into ministry, was probably the most consistent confidant, mentor, one who just gave me perspective and shaped my thoughts and helped me to think through and work through struggles and trials. And so the journey that the Lord has led me and my family on is one that Seth has been a part of helping to shape and give God's focus to. And so perhaps I could just share with you for a few moments how God has led us as a family. First of all, can I just see a show of hands? Who knows me? If you know me, put your hand up. So about a third of the people here know who Alan and Dana Mills and Zach and Nate Mills are. And so the rest of you, this stranger standing up in front of you, you've never seen him before, and who in the world are you? Well, Dana and I came here in 1990 and for seminary at Covenant, and for 5 years we're part of Old Orchard Fellowship. From I think the second Sunday we were here, we came here, and this was home from then on. And the shaping influence that our journey with Christ took here in your midst and the loving care and shepherding and pastoring of Ron, shaping my heart for ministry and understanding of what the body of Christ is and church life. We feel as though to this day our experience here at Old Orchard is probably the most formative influence of our understanding of what it is to be the church and the body of Christ and to care for one another and proclaim Christ and live out Christ's love and word in the midst of the body. And we truly feel as though that God launched us into ministry from your midst and by you. And our just a few words about our journey. We left here in 1996, January, and shortly thereafter ended up in Toronto, Canada, where I grew up. I was born and raised in Canada and was in a part of a PCA church plant in Toronto for 3 years, which many of you helped send us, not just with your prayers, but with your finances to be a part of that. And that was a very important and formative experience for me and my family. And one can plan one's steps, but the Lord has a way of directing you in ways that you wouldn't have planned for yourself. But yet, when God does it, it is right, and it is His call. And the Lord directed us through a series of circumstances back into the church that I grew up in, which is the United Church of Canada, which on the whole is a very liberal denomination. But what God gave to me and Seth was a very important part of helping me to shape this understanding and call, was that he had given to me an experience of Christ and the power of the gospel and love, the love of God for people, even people who are confused about the gospel and what it means to know Christ. He sent us back into the United Church of Canada to proclaim Jesus Christ with the seminary, incredible seminary education I received at Covenant, to be able to teach the word and bring the gospel to those and people who are hungry for the truth. They're everywhere. Doesn't matter what the denominational label is out front. There are people there who are hungry for Christ. And we've had just the joy and the privilege and trials and all those things along the way of for the past 7.5 years, going on 7.5 years, to pastor a rural, growing United Church of Canada congregation just outside of Toronto, and have had the joy of seeing dozens and dozens of people come to Christ. I mean, it's an amazing mission field and a privilege to have the pulpit there to proclaim the goodness of God's love in Jesus Christ and hungry hearts to drink that in and then to begin to reach out into the community and draw other people into relationship with Christ. And all this is just, I want to give God praise and thanks. And we want to say to you how much we still feel connected and living out the ministry that you all launched us into. And we want to give praise and thanks to God and continue to know that Seth will always be shaping that ministry in my heart, both for ministry and as a man, as a husband, as a father. And glory be to God. And thank you all for your love and support. And we look forward to visiting with many of you today as we have the opportunity. And Ron, it's a blessing to have you as a brother and a mentor, and to know that our ministry, your ministry is continuing in a very tangible way, lived out through us. And praise and thank God. Thanks.